William Wolmayom, the Warab State Information Minister, says the assailants first attacked several villages in the area at around 3 a.m. on Sunday and began to shoot indiscriminately, killing 19 people on the spot.
The villages that came under attack were the Nyang, Ir, and Pakur. These are the villages at the eastern and northern side of Akop Payam, a Pungpadoi community of Kuringal County, Warab State. The suspect came from the direction of Unity State, Mayom County, and in the morning hour they started shooting, targeting an innocent civilian in the area, and killed 19 people and 4 wounded. And in the evening they went back to the direction of Unity State. Fortunately, they did not get any fatal, but they have actually killed 19 people, including a woman.
Minister Mayom says the assailant again attacked the villages of Palbek and Napukpadoch in Okopayam and shot indiscriminately, killing 8 more people on Monday morning, adding that the deceased include women and children.
Suspected ounces from Mayom who regularly attack people of Warab, particularly the neighboring counties, Creech County, Bogalis County, Toynob County. So these areas or these counties are under attack throughout this week. And our people have been disarmed. And this is also exploited by the Unity State Armed Youth. We are urging the government of Unity State to apprehend the culprit and bring them to book.
South Sudan in Focus reached out to the Unity State Information Minister, David Guy, who declined to comment on the incident, saying he is still gathering facts and would give an interview after about an hour. When South Sudan in Focus contacted the minister again, he said he was not on the ground and lacked knowledge about the attack. Guy said he would provide this program with the contacts of Unity State officials who are on the ground. But when contacted him for the third time, Guy didn't answer his phone and later on switched it off. Wall says the state government had deployed forces from the South Sudan's Army 11th Divisions in the area to protect the civilians from the attacks carried out by armed young men from Unity State. Reverend Alexandra Ayera of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, Warab State, condemned the attack and called for peace in the area.
If there could be peace, this time is a confrontation. We let people be settled down. Because all these people are brothers, but I don't know why they fight wrong time.
Ayera says the situation is still volatile and people are still on the run. He appealed for support to the people displaced after the violence. Alfonso Majungwal, chairperson of a Pukpadoch community in Warab State, says some of his relatives were killed and others were displaced in the violent attack on his area.
I don't see that this issue of the government will take care for this community. Like now, as I'm speaking with you, my people are displaced in the area. Those people are not cultivating now. And then there are no houses to sit there because it is now already rainy season. And there is no any time again for them to search for any for a field to clear it for cultivation. There is no any solution again for them. My village, where I was born, this is the place where fighting took place. My cousin are also killed there.
Minister Wall says the state government is sending more security forces to the area to prevent further violence. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Rumbek, Lagos State.